This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, because this is the countdown. Okay, got to get to work on the items of interest. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, focusing on the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of August the 8th to the 12th. So it's the second full week of August. Oftentimes in the summer, there are those who are lazy that do news talk radio chatting. Oh, not much in the news today. You know how nonsensical that is, just to say that there are always things that are exciting that are going on. And the list this week proves that the summertime is no slowdown time. Of course, it's an election cycle, so there are probably more things going on. But in general, things don't slow down anymore. Have you noticed that, ladies? Things just, we are at this heightened pitch. Maybe it's because of the newspapers, the competition with online reporting and the 24-hour news cables. Do you think there are more things going on now, or just more people paying attention to things that are going on that are of import? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think we make news. You know, if there's not news to report, we'll find something to report anyway. I mean, that's the media's job. Just because there's not something happening doesn't mean they're going to shut down the doors and go home.
Right. But there are a lot of things that are exciting. If you report on the things that involve it, let's face it, it's people and what they do that make the news. Well, once in a while, Mother Nature will do something crazy, and then that becomes newsworthy, but only because of the way people react or people are affected by it. If you didn't have people, gee whiz, what would we be talking about? So it's sometimes you could make an argument that it's these silly things that people do that attract attention. And so maybe that's part of it. As I go through the list, let's see how we can apply that to the things in the list. According to the research at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, we also posted at DougSteffen.com as well. The number 10 item has to do with the usual NFL action. The preseason games have started. How things are going in Major League Baseball. The fact that Alex Rodriguez is gone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so that was number 10. Number 9, the Olympics. How many people are actually watching the Olympics? I don't know. I haven't seen any stats. Have you, anybody seen any stats for actual viewership?
Yes. Initially, the ratings were down 28% from the last Olympics, which is a huge drop. I think that was a lot of bad PR for Rio in general. But I think now that the Americans are really dominating, then the viewership is up. And you know, Michael Phelps has had such an amazing comeback that the gymnastics team, it generated a lot of interest.
Right. Okay. So that's good. Number 8 this week on the countdown, the focus on the Zika virus and what is being done, not only in Miami. I think I read somewhere there was somebody, there was a baby in Texas that died this week of Zika.
Someone that had gotten it there or someone who was brought to a hospital there?
No, an American woman who had traveled and didn't know that she had traveled to El Salvador for work and didn't know she contracted the virus.
How do you not know if you're pregnant?
It's tough. You want to assume you just have the flu. And it presents itself as flu-like symptoms. It's not like you turn green and you go, oh, I've got the Zika virus. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine if you're pregnant, you probably don't want to even think it's a possibility for you to get it.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. All right, so it is sad. It's a sad reality no matter what. The government announced they would have a vaccine in 2 years for this, or that some company is going to be encouraged with grants from the government to create a vaccine for the virus. And then there's another report right after that that suggested that the virus would be gone in 2 years.
Right, but then you have to wonder, are these viruses in existence? Maybe I'm just being a little tinfoil hat-ish, but are these viruses going about because drug companies want to come up with vaccines? Does that mean we all have to get them before we get the virus? This is not a treatment. treatment, right? This would be something that everybody would have to get and inject right. into their bodies so that yeah. they don't get the Zika
like
virus.
The polio vaccine, that kind of right. stuff, or flu vaccine, things along those lines. All right, so that's number eight. Number seven, the continuing focus on Roger Ailes, former head of Fox News, and his sexy side.
Sexy side.
There was another woman this week who came out.
Yeah,
Andrea. It was Andrea Tanteros this week that,
yeah.
that she was
victimized. So what does she claim?
More of the same, that he basically that he asked her to spin around, to twirl around in front of him.
Ew.
Why is that?
I'm assuming she's
which,
wearing
by
a
the
skirt
way,
that would fly
to,
up.
To be fair, Doug asks us to twirl all the time. He's like, give us a twirl, kid. No. I mean, it's a little old school. I mean, again, I'm not downplaying it. Hey,
I'm old school? I didn't
know
that, folks.
No.
Jennifer made that up.
Hey, Jen, we're just women who work for him, so yeah. we're already in Mad Men territory now.
Okay,
so.
All right.
But, okay. you know, I mean, look, I'm not trying to downplay it at all. It's just, it's strange that all these things come out all at the same time, I guess.
Yeah.
Once one goes, the rest follows suit.
Right, yeah. Me too. Okay.
It's funny when you're getting paychecks how certain things are acceptable and other things aren't.
Yes.
And then when the paychecks stop, you go, oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
Number six this week on the countdown, that child that was killed in the water park last weekend.
That's terrible.
Really, yeah. I mean, but what do you say about that?
I know.
You say, what the heck was going on? Because from what I've heard so far about this ride, it's like death-defying. I mean, obviously, it's this water slide that is the world's tallest.
Yeah.
And they actually weigh the boat before it goes down the slide and again, because it has to weigh at least 500 pounds, I think, otherwise it bounces off the track.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be 14 years of age to go in there. This kid that died was only 10, so it's really unclear as to if he just sort of snuck in or if he maybe...
No, he's a child of privilege. His father is a state
maybe.
Rep. That's
but if
he
hit the height requirements, I mean, obviously, these you have to be this tall to ride this ride signs are not just in jest. They're there for
right.
a reason.
Right. Yeah.
And what a hard, hard lesson to learn. I mean, it just the story, I can't imagine being this kid's parent.
So do they walk away without being held responsible because they have a sign up that says, this is how tall you have to be and this is how much you have to weigh?
I don't know.
Under the circumstances.
Well, no, they went against their own rules, so
right.
they're completely liable.
Yeah.
It's,
all right,
you
well,
know, it's a horrible, horrible
lawyers
tragedy.
Line up to the left here. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Pressing for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes to You rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Aha! All right, 17 after the hour, the charts for the week of August 12th from Talkers Magazine, the stories, the hot hits, and our comments on them. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with the Trump Tower climber at number 5.
This guy, I have to tell you, I loved it. And I don't know if I... Did I mention to you guys I was watching it on Fox News and how Shepard Smith was playing with this a little bit?
Which sounded funny, because I was watching NBC, and it was so serious.
I had to go to an event. I was hosting an event on Wednesday evening, and so I came home, and I'm changing clothes, and I turn the TV on, and I, you know, pop over to the news channel. I turn on Fox News to see what this guy's all about. And Shepard Smith is literally sitting there looking up at his video wall, and he goes, "This is what my career has come to, folks." He's watching this guy scale, and they're having so much fun. He's drinking an iced coffee, watching this guy climb the building. I turn over to CNN, and Wolf Blitzer's sitting there like, "This is the most serious story on the planet." We have no idea what this man's motivations are. You know, it's just a funny joke.
They say that the stuff about Fox, I'm sorry, maybe more CNN, they're so banal. It's just everything is the end of the world. Oh, and I have to have an inside report. It's just nonsense, folks.
I really love Shepard Smith because he knows when it's just junk. And he's like reading people's Facebook jokes about this guy. He's like, "Look, there's Michael Phelps' face." You know, I mean, they're talking about who could be scaling the building. It was, you know, you have to have fun with these stories. If we're going to sit there and be glued to them, if it's not the end of the world, we've got to laugh at it. And this guy clearly has some sort of derangement. I mean, his name was Steve from Virginia, and he did this creepy video.
He used to call me all the time.
Steve from Virginia? I know.
That's Steve from Virginia?
He did this video where he wanted Mr. Trump to take a meeting with him because he was an independent researcher and he had very important information to share.
Right.
I mean, I would love to know what he's actually researching.
He's researching whether or not Trump's wife is having an affair.
Oh, come on. I was thinking it was like UFOs or something.
No. Trump's wife is having an affair. And it looks like it's with Chris Christie. That's why he didn't get picked to be the vice president.
That's right.
I would feel sorry for Melania in that case.
Hi, by the way, one of the subtexts to conversations this week was the Chris Christie Bridgegate thing. "I know nothing. I saw nothing. I hear nothing. I'm Sergeant Schultz. I don't know from nothing." And how many people believe that, actually? Want to raise your hands? I don't see too many hands going up there.
You know, I mean, Victoria has said that she thinks that this was definitely retribution because she lives in New York and is close to New Jersey and knows Chris Christie. I just, you know,
I don't know him personally.
Well,
you made me sound more important.
You're one of his trusted aides. Yeah. I don't know how in this day and age, if you do have political ambitions, as Chris Christie obviously did at the time, right? He wanted to run for president. And he knew that. Why in the world do you think you could get away with this stuff? How do you think you can get away from it? That's the only reason I would extend him the benefit of the doubt, because how do you think you could get away from it? I mean,
well, he just
maybe
blamed
you're
his
just
senior staff and just said, I guess that they knew and he didn't know. So, but it's crazy.
All right, so let's take it. That's number 5. Gee, we have 4, 3, 2, and 1, and then we have all the people that are listed on the Talkers list of the hot items this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Comments appreciated from you as well here on our social media.
We
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Doug Steffen in charge, sort of. Jennifer Horn.
We let him
Sorry.
Believe that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so we're going through the charts for this past week and the people list as well. I'm looking at number four here, which is a focus on international relations. I don't know that we've talked much about what's going on. The Turks, wasn't there some demand for, we have some guy here in our country that the new president, not the new president, but the president of Turkey says incited the riots and the anti-government.
Well, the coup, they're saying that some guy hanging out here, you know, by internet and new technology.
Right?
Yeah, he lives in Pennsylvania, that he was the one that kind of initiated the coup attempt on Turkey. But and Turkey's not kidding around about this. They want the U.S. to hand him over. President Obama's like, look, unless we'll investigate, and if there's evidence here, we'll hand him over. But we're not just going to pick up some guy from his house in Pennsylvania and throw him over to you in Turkey. So, you know, back off. A little bit. Let us think about this.
The guy is a Turkish national, though, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he here legally or illegally?
Well, no, he's legal.
What's he doing?
He's here legally.
What does he do?
He runs some sort of
7-Eleven.
No. It's a religious compound that he lives in the Poconos. Right. Maybe our movie guy Chuck Curry will know who he is. Yeah.
The other big news is that Turkey and Russia are talking for the first time, and they are kind of calling what seems to be coming out of this an alliance of misfits. And the leaders of both countries, so Putin and Erdogan, they met this week to shake hands. They declared a formal end to what had been like an 8-month-long war of words and economic sanctions. And so that's over. But this is kind of a, I think, more than anything, a telling symbol of what Erdogan's trying to say to the West and to America about where his allegiance is going to lie, even though he's still, you know, very much involved in NATO and he wants to keep that alliance. He's definitely cozying up with the Russians now.
I think Turkey's going to be a problem. As we look into our Miss Cleo futuristic ball, call me now. Yeah, Turkey's going to be a problem.
I saved that for Victoria Bullitt.
And that's a fact.
Turkey will be a problem.
Yes.
All right. And by the way, the reason that it's a problem is because it's basically the separator between the Middle East and Europe. It's considered, some think it's a Middle Eastern country, some people think it's a European country.
They're also a little, I mean, I hate to use the word shady, but the only way to describe it is they're sort of in the past been all things to all people. Like Erdogan is very sympathetic to radical Islam. He's very much sympathetic to that cause, and he brokers deals and sells things to the Islamic State, yet he still maintains a relationship with NATO and the Allied forces, so he kind of plays this weird sticky wicket thing, and now you bring in Putin, it's just, it makes you wonder what he's really doing over there.
Time for the Osama bin Laden treatment.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. But that's a good option.
Which would be what? Go in and kill him?
Well,
Turkey tried to do that, didn't they? And then he was on his plane.
I actually, again, maybe my tinfoil hat's just extra shiny today, but I almost feel like he was involved in his own coup attempt, because really, if you were going to stage a successful coup, what would you do first? Oh, yeah, you'd capture the leader. You just wouldn't wait for him to go to Club Med. I mean, the guy was still very much in control of his country. He was never captured. And the only way to actually ensure success is if you get him away from being able to control his people.
Jennifer just hit the, this is what I was thinking, this is plausible denial, whatever you want to call it. This guy is responsible for what's going on. He's
created
this whole
thing.
Blame
it on Joe in Pennsylvania all you want. You know,
right,
Let's try to make the Americans look bad. They're harboring a fugitive who tried to destroy our country. Let's go get him.
Again,
well,
I go
let's
back
make
to
America
Turkey's
look
a
bad,
problem.
Or let's also shift my country more over to a more extreme Islamic view, because you know, you're using fear and of this another coup attempt.
28 past the hour.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger, the trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse, but we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at Maureen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
After the hour, I'm Doug with Jennifer and Kara with a day starter. For, what'd I say?
Kara.
Oh, I said
we're interchangeable. We're the same person.
Yes, I think interchangeable. So it's Jen, Victoria, and Kara with comments about the big stories from the Talkers charts this week, which we're going through. You can find them listed at talkers.com or at dougstefan.com. This is sort of how we cap the end of the week. Let's see, we've gone from the sports conversation to Zika to Roger Ailes to the sad tragedy that took place at the water park, the climber of Trump Tower, relationships with Turkey. Now we're down to the nitty-gritty of politics. Hillary and Donald Trump, and you can spend, and there, by the way, both the top names on the people list this week, Donald Trump at number one, Hillary Clinton at number two. Trump conceded that he could come up short, that in fact he could lose the election. Does that get people who are his supporters to really work harder? What's the aim of that? Or do you think it was like everything else that he says? He didn't think about it. He just, on the spur of the moment, said, well, you know what? Things aren't going too well. I could lose.
I think it's spur of the moment, but I also think that he does kind of both they're double-handed solutions, right? He wants to tell people to get out to the polls and go vote. He sets up the theory that this is a rigged system, that his supporters need to turn out in droves.
It is, and
he's kind of using that as inspiration for his people to go and actually make it to the polls, because so often people think, well, my voice doesn't really matter, and so by saying, well, hey, maybe I'm going to lose, or maybe the system's rigged, maybe he can get people to come and vote. I think at the same time, Donald Trump has a real problem with losing, and when he's down in the polls over the last couple of weeks by 10 points, 12 points, whatever you're seeing these numbers are, even though they're national polls, he goes, maybe I better set up a little safety net for myself just in case, because I like to win, and I want to make sure that people know I have other stuff going on.
Well, the other side of this is the remarks that he makes and how they are taken, to wit, a couple of things this week. The Second Amendment comment about Hillary Clinton and how she could be taken care of, and then whether or not President Obama is the reason that Daesh exists.
The founder of ISIS, yes.
Right. He says this is sarcasm, and it may be. It may be his brand of sarcasm, but at this point in the career as a politician or a non-politician trying to be a president, you just don't. The news media, it's too easy for the news media to take things, twist them around, whether it's what you meant or it isn't what you meant. You say those things, and you got to know that people are going to twist and turn. Now, it's great fodder for conversation, and your supporters can say, look at those nasty sons of guns who run the liberal media. They're all against Trump. And, you know, hello, folks, Trump is a liberal. I don't know if you figured that out yet. He's no conservative. He's got conservative ideas, but he comes from pretty much the same place philosophically that I do, in terms of social engineering, staying out of people's lives. He's a libertarian, more even than he is a Republican, even though he's running as a Republican. So the real focus ought to be, he had some interesting things in his economic plan this week, I thought, especially about taxes. Who talked about that? I didn't hear anybody talking about that.
Well,
did you see any reports or talk about
what is so absolutely inane about? I mean, it's really horrible with the media. First of all, the Media Research Council put out a report, and they said that 93% of the media is covering Trump negatively.
Of course they are.
That's huge. He's also getting five times more coverage for certain things than Hillary Clinton. I mean, this week, if you put two stories together, you find out that Hillary Clinton was selling favors in the State Department, but it's not a sexy story. It's more that it's one that you actually have to study, and that maybe isn't, you know, encapsulated in 140 characters like we like to have things encapsulated.
Well, let's explain that, because for those who haven't heard, the allegation is that people who gave a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation, or countries, or interest in other countries, got favorable treatment while Hillary was was the Secretary of State.
And we knew about a lot of these. I mean, the story of Russia. I think I told the story to you last week, Dougie and Victoria and Kara. Last week, the news came out that during the Russian reset, everybody heard about the Russian reset, that Hillary Clinton, when she was the head of the State Department, went to companies in Silicon Valley, our technological leaders here in the States, and went to 28 of the companies she went to, 17 of them were big donors, million-dollar donors to the Clinton Foundation. She asked them to sell their technology to these five Russian companies, all of whom had donated to the Clinton Foundation. And she was selling this dual-purpose technology, which, while it was being sold as one thing, could actually be used for military purposes. The State Department, the U.S. military, and the FBI came to Hillary Clinton, and they said, this is not a good idea. Do not let this transaction happen. They can use this technology against us. The transaction still happened, and she sold Russia military technology that is now being used against the United States. These are really deep flaws. The story that came out this week is that this man, Gilbert Shiguri, who's from Nigeria, he's also, I think, somehow related to Lebanon. He was a big donor to the Clinton Foundation.
He was also sitting behind her at the...
No, that was Sadiq Mateen. We'll get to that. But this is Gilbert Shiguri. Gave a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation. He was in jail for laundering money out of Nigeria. I don't know if it was one of those crazy email schemes.
Hey, come on, give him a break.
And she had Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills give him a top-level introduction.
Uma Abedin is married to Weiner, right?
Right, to a U.S. ambassador to Nigeria. So these are really crazy stories that seem to not be happening. And then, of course, you brought up Sadiq Mateen, who's the father of Omar Mateen, the shooter at the Pulse nightclub who killed 49 people, sitting right behind Hillary Clinton at a rally this week with the Hillary hat on. And you don't end up in that position by mistake. I mean, I don't know if it was a Secret Service error. I don't know why he was sitting there, but he was sitting there nonetheless.
Hillary for president. I'll shoot you if you don't vote for her. But, that's something that Trump should have said instead of what he said about Hillary.
The point is that you hear these gaffes that Trump makes, and the media puts a ton of attention on him saying that Obama's
that's
the founder of ISIS.
Yeah,
when you
point.
Have all of this real criminal behavior that's going on that's not being addressed because maybe it's too hard to understand or maybe it is just a bias. I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, those are all
well,
good points,
I think it's
though.
Just, you know, I think what you said originally, Jen, in 140 characters, it's clickbait. If you're looking on the internet and you see a headline of Trump says something crazy, you're going to click on that. And if it's, you know, Clinton and the emails and all this other stuff that's going on, no one's going to click on that. And so the media is, I don't know necessarily it's a bias against Trump, but Trump is good for ratings. He always has been. Even on The Apprentice, he was great for ratings. So I just think that's, you know, if he wants to turn the tide, he should be the one talking about this kind of stuff then. You know, I mean, he should be the one addressing these issues instead of saying the kind of crazy inflammatory things that
right.
he says.
And he has been, you know, to that extent. I mean, he has been. His Twitter feed is filled with all kinds of things, and only certain ones seem to pick up traction. He has rallies that last for an hour and a half, and it's only the 10-second clip about him saying the founder of ISIS that gets pulled out. Which, by the way, you know, while it's stupid to think that President Obama founded ISIS, he has been an MVP for ISIS. I mean, under his watch, ISIS has grown from 9 countries to 24 countries. He created, he helped create the geographical chunk of real estate that's become their caliphate by pulling out troops quickly from Iraq. It created a vacuum. He had failed policy with Hillary Clinton in Libya. He drew a red line in Syria. He kind of failed on that. Those are all three key components that helped ISIS actually have geography and real estate that helps them grow. Plus, he's never really define the enemy, and so I would say that
well,
there
isn't
has
that sort
been
of an undefinable enemy, though.
Well, no,
I mean,
here's the way, it goes further.
Oh,
than
it's
that.
Very definable.
It goes further than that. In that, he is complicit with the rest of the supposed leaders of the free world in allowing this stuff to go where it has. It's almost like they had investments. It's like they were buying shares in Daesh and they watch it grow. I mean, the token opposition, you can say, well, they made solid ground against one city held by Daesh. This week. Come on. We all know that in a week's time, if everybody put their troops together and their act, got their act together, they can wipe these guys off the face of the map. And they just don't want to. For whatever the reason, why is it that they don't want to? What is it that really, really counts here? I suggest you look at the military-industrial complex and how they've inveigled themselves into the lives of politicians in every single country in the world. I think that's where the dirt really is. 44 past the hour.
Napa know-how.
In third grade, there's one way to protect yourself. Karate. But now that you're mostly grown up, pick up a dash cam at Napa for just $39.99. With 8 gigs of storage, a wide-angle lens, and loop recording, it's everything you need to protect yourself on the road. A Napa dash cam for $39.99. It's no flying mantis neck kick, but just as effective. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 810 to 813. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 810 to 95.
All right, let's get back to the countdown, the overview of things that are going on this week. The Baltimore police report, the conversation about the police bias, and not only are they treating blacks with disdain, but apparently women as well, women that are on the police force, women in the city. This is a very corrupt community.
Yeah.
And one wonders, if you look at this report, and all of the things that they promise, we'll have no tolerance for any of this stuff. How many other cities around the country could this apply to? When you get down to brass tacks, how many cities? Chicago.
Chicago. How many people leaps to mind?
Chicago has had, what I heard this yesterday, 3,400 killings since Obama became president.
Yeah. And they
3,400
the
people
in the
murdered.
Yeah.
In the city of Chicago, 3,400. Hundred. How do you have
just a insane
progressive city and supposedly a progressive country that allows this kind of stuff? And it's the police. It's looking the other way. It's management, the mayor, police commissioner, management officers in the police force. This is a very corrupt system, and it doesn't. I'm not just talking about Baltimore and Chicago or Ferguson or wherever else there may be a problem. This is, you know, the people that keep whitewashing this by saying, "Oh, you just don't like the police." I'm pretty damn sick of hearing that, because if you look at these reports and see how invested this culture is with indecent operations and just the avoidance of responsibility, it's a pretty sick culture, frankly.
And as a liberal, I'm a liberal, but a friend of mine who's a Republican and a big Trump supporter, you know, he pointed out recently to me, he's like, you know, Chicago is a mess, and so is Baltimore, and they're both very liberal cities with Democratic leadership, and he's absolutely right. Maybe it's time that, you know, Republican leadership should get in there and try to clean it up.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a disaster.
Oh, write that down.
A Republican mayor of Chicago or a Republican mayor of Baltimore. When was the last time you saw that? Well, Washington,
right,
for that matter.
But look at that, look how bad the cities are.
Yeah, right.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Scarface, which has been all over the movie channels this week for whatever the reason. Every time I flip around, I see it playing again. Al Pacino looks different. He, as he's aged, Chucker, or maybe it's the role as well, he's changed. I was actually just chuckling about his role in the Dick Tracy movie and how he looked and how he so well played that. But in terms of his basic look, makeup, demeanor, he's played a lot of different character roles, and he seems to look, I don't know if this makes sense or not, he seems to almost get into the look. He doesn't look like John Wayne, always looked the same. right?
Yeah.
When you look at Robert De Niro, he always looks the same. There's something about Pacino that seems to change with the role. Am I just imagining that, or you think?
No, I think you're right. I think if you look at his body of work from the 70s Godfather, as his, you know, Dog Day Afternoon, that's some of the best stuff he did in the 70s, and then he did Scarface in the 80s. As he went on, I think he became a little bit more theatrical as an actor and went over the top. But the reason we play that clip is that Anton Fuqua, the director of Training Day and also The Equalizer, this guy's a really talented director. He's in negotiations to helm a remake of Scarface for Universal Pictures.
You know, I think that'll be the most violent movie of the year. Good God.
It'll be violent. I mean, let's be honest. The Al Pacino 83 version is a pretty violent film. But you know, I know you're going to disagree with me. I think the violence works for that movie. And when that movie came out in 83, I remember seeing it. It came out the same day as Clint Eastwood's Sudden Impact. Sudden Impact played to the left movie theater and Scarface to the right at the King's Plaza in Brooklyn, New York, when I went to see it in 83. But Scarface got mixed reviews. It was written by Oliver Stone, but it's gone on to be one of the biggest cult following movies of all time. It really has. It's very, very popular.
So they're going to do it over again.
All the time.
Who would star
do it all over
in the Pacino role? Who would be the person?
That's a good question. I gave it some thought. I don't know if they'll go with an unknown or a big name actor for the part. Let's see how that plays out. I'm sure they're going to go with a fairly named actor and a good actor. I doubt they'll go with an unknown.
Yeah. All right. So that's the story of the remake. There are all kinds of remake items. Let's find out what's at the box office this weekend, what Chucker thinks will be number one in just a moment here on Movie Moments.
Hey, guys. Ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry. We've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 8/10 to 8/13. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, so Chucker, what's happening this weekend that's good?
A couple films open nationwide. Disney's live-action remake of Pete's Dragon hits theaters. Dallas Bryce Howard and Robert Redford star in that one. Good reviews overall, although the film's tracking at around a $22 million.
So those guys
are the
voices.
You know what's really interesting? Why I'm really perplexed by this. Answer this question for me. Why do parents take their kids to see animated movies in droves, but well-reviewed live-action movies, they not stay away from, but they don't take them to the same regularity?
They think they're safer.
As animated.
They think they're safer.
Really?
I would guess that, too. They would think that the animation safer. Is more, you know, might keep their interest more.
All right. What else coming out, Chuck?
Here's the movie that parents should take their kids, not take their kids to see. But I have a feeling, mistakenly, some people might think this is a Disney movie, but it's not. The R-rated Seth Rogen movie, Sausage Party. You see the trailer to that thing?
Oh, my God. You would never eat meat again if you watched this movie.
Stupid. All right. Chuck Curry is here with us at 59 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.